This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 67 of a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. Similar in format to the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons series from the banks of the Ocklawaha, so we simply call it Where Fitz Left Off. Today, a few additional thoughts about Morris Kaplan and the Williams family during National Library Week. At the time Morris Kaplan was first named to the Board of Trustees of the Henderson County Public Library, I was serving as chairman of the Upper French Broad Economic and Development Commission with offices at the airport. This was the first local organization formed under the Appalachian Regional Development Act, and I remember at their first meeting in the Asheville area how surprised the members of the Regional Commission were to find a local commission already organized and in operation when the Regional Commission itself was only forming. And I suppose because we were the first to be organized and file the first applications for capital funding, we had clear sailing on securing approval. So our little French Broad group was able to help with funding from Appalachian monies, the construction of that first big building on Washington Street in 1970. We were also successful in securing funds for Blue Ridge Tech and public health services. In reminiscing over his years at the library, I said, Morris, recall some of the people who were most helpful to you. Oh, Louise Bailey. He responded immediately. What a dear person, and what an asset to have her on the board. Morris said, and J.M. Foster, with his background in the schools, he was a godsend. The Fitzsimmons family, that's both Frank Sr. and young Frank. Morris said, and I certainly don't want to leave out Dan Gibson. He's a real workhorse. Morris paused and then said, I made a mistake giving names. Obviously, I'll omit some folks who were vital to our efforts. After a pause, Morris said, Sophie Davis could be difficult to get along with, but she was a brilliant person, and she made a generous contribution to all-out efforts for the library. I asked about he and Ann's son, David. David and our son, Kerry, had almost parallel careers in the military, but David chose to teach at West Point for several years, which threw his punch stations out of kilter. Every officer has certain duties which he must perform as his career continues, and none of these can be eliminated. So the time David served on the faculty at West Point just threw him that far behind schedule. So several years ago, David left the active military and is now a research fellow at Logistics Management Institute outside Washington, D.C. Morris and Ann's daughter, Eileen, is married to a Dr. Stang, and I believe they live in Pikesville. And how did it feel, Morris, to move to Hendersonville and be in business with the Williams family? Oh, Morris said. Sammy was already my best friend, and Jake, that was Sammy's older brother. Jake was a challenge. He was the smartest guy I ever met. 4-0 in college. Valedictorian in high school. You know, he said, Jake graduated in chemistry at Carolina. I nodded. I didn't really know that, but I knew Jake. And the many times I'd ask Jake a question about a paint, he'd stand and spiel off every chemical and its characteristic in that paint bucket. He was a brain. I remember working with Morris and Sammy when Mr. Lewis Williams was still alive. The sons, the young bucks, they wanted to change the emphasis of their business to hardware, paints, and plumbing supplies, as well as structural steel. But Mr. Lewis Williams, who had started and made his living over the years in junk and scrap metal, was hesitant to give up this business, which had carried them through the Depression, though it was always hard work, dirty, and a nickel-and-dime operation. But the sons honored his wishes. Lewis Williams died in June 1971, and October 27, 1971, there was an ad in the Times News which read, Notice, Lewis Williams and Sons, Incorporated, 701 7th Avenue East, is no longer buying scrap metal, as this division of our business has been discontinued. This is the 70th year that Lewis Williams & Sons has been in business, one of those rare enterprises which is still owned and operated by descendants of the founding family, and I'll have more on that tomorrow. Great memories of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we begin the next 50 years.